And if it's your first time here this weekend, we're going to give you a very, very warm welcome. And on behalf of my brother and I, and no doubt other visitors, we would just like to thank the saints for opening their hearts and for opening their homes. And we appreciate the kindness that has been shown this weekend. I'm going to read three scriptures tonight. First of all, in John's Gospel in chapter 9. The Gospel according to John in chapter 9. Verse 25. He answered and said, that's the blind man that received his sight, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. I'd like to read a second reading in the book of Job. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, the book of Job, and chapter 19. Book of Job, chapter 19. And we're going to read verse 25. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms has destroyed this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. A final reading in the book of Ecclesiastes, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and we're going to read in chapter 8. The book of Ecclesiastes, and we're going to read in chapter 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, and we're going to read verse 12. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked. The Lord has promised to bless to us the reading from his precious word. You know, there are things that you and I know, and there are things that you and I don't know. If you and I tonight were honest, the things that you and I don't know far outweigh the things that you and I know. Now, for example, there are three things tonight that you and I don't know. One of the things that you and I tonight don't know is this. We don't know why God loved us. Oh yes, we know when God loved us. And we know where God loved us. And we know how God loved us. But why God ever loved me, and why God ever loved you, we don't know. Listen tonight to the words of the hymn writer. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known. And you and I tonight don't know why God loved us. Another thing tonight you and I don't know is this. You and I don't know when the Lord Jesus is going to come. Listen tonight to the words of Lord Jesus. If I go, I will come again. But you and I tonight don't know when the Lord Jesus is going to come again. Listen tonight to the words of the hymn writer. I know not when my Lord shall come, at night or noonday fair, or if I'll walk the vale with him, or meet him in the air. So you and I tonight don't know why God loved us. And you and I tonight don't know when the Lord Jesus is going to come. Another thing you and I don't know is this. We don't know what's on the morrow. Oh yes, you have plans for tomorrow. And I have plans for tomorrow. But you and I tonight don't know what the morrow will bring. Listen tonight to the Bible. Boast not thyself of tomorrow. Thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. So we don't know why God loved us. And we don't know when the Lord Jesus Christ is coming. And we don't know what shall be on the morrow. But I've read tonight four things from three chapters. I've read tonight about the I know of salvation. And I'm going to speak about that tonight. And I've read about the I know of resurrection, and I'm going to speak about that tonight. We've read about the I know of heaven, and we've read about the I know of hell. So there are four things tonight that we know. Let's think tonight about the first thing. Now here's a blind man that received his sight. Notice about him, he didn't know everything. You ever met an individual? And he knows it from A to Z? He thinks he knows everything. Here's a man, two things he never knew. Read the chapter and you'll find it. The first thing this man never knew was this. This man did not know where the Lord was. They put the question to the man, where is he? And the man said, I know not. The man never knew where the Lord was. The second thing they said to the man is this, you know, this man, Jesus, is a sinner. Listen tonight to his answer. Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. So this man did not know where Christ was, and this man did not know whether Christ was a sinner or no. But there was one thing the man knew. Listen tonight to my verse. One thing I know. Once I was blind, but now I see. Now, one question. What salvation? Salvation is one thing,
It's a work of God. Listen to a verse. Neither did this man sin nor his parents that he was born blind, but that the work of God might be made manifest in him. What salvation? Being brought from distance to nearness. Being brought from darkness into light. Being brought from death unto life. And here's a man in John chapter 9, and the work of God has been manifested in this man's life. Now, one question. When a person gets saved, who knows it? Let's go through the Bible. Somebody asked me today, will Nebuchadnezzar be in heaven? I quoted one verse to him. The firm foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And when a person gets saved, God knows it. Secondly, when a person gets saved, Christ knows it. You remember that woman with the issue of blood? Remember what she did? She touched the hem of his garment. And she knew, and he knew, that virtue had gone out of him. And when a person gets saved, Christ knows it. But then, when a person gets saved, the angels know it. Listen tonight to what the Bible says. There's rejoicing in heaven amongst the angels over one sinner that repenteth. So when a person gets God's salvation, God knows it. When a person gets God's salvation, Christ knows it. And when a person gets God's salvation, angels in heaven know it. But my point tonight is this. When a person gets God's salvation, that individual knows it. Listen tonight to what the verse says. One thing I know. Once I was blind, but now I see. That I know of salvation. Secondly, very quickly. That I know of resurrection. You know, when I preach the gospel, I like to speak about three things. I like to talk about a tree. And I like to talk about a tomb. And I like to talk about a throne. And tonight I'm going to talk about a tree. And I'm going to talk about a tomb. And I'm going to talk about a throne. The Bible talks about those three things. Ever think of what like the world would be if God hadn't made trees? Let that sink into your mind tonight, your heart tonight. If there had been no trees, what kind of a world would this have been? You know what I'm going to talk about tonight? The most important tree in the world. Now, not because of the tree, but because of the person that hung upon that tree. Listen tonight to what the Bible says. I go to 1 Peter 2, I read a verse like this. Who his own self, he bare our sin in his own body on the tree. So Peter tells me Christ suffered and bore my sin on a tree. Listen tonight to the words of Paul in Galatians 3. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, as it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Listen tonight to the words of the hymn writer. They nailed my Lord upon the tree, and they left him dying there. The Bible talks about a tree. But there's a verse in Acts 13 and it says this. When they had fulfilled all things that were written of him, they took him down from the tree and they laid him in the tomb. Now, two things. Who put Christ on the tree? Listen tonight to the words of Peter. Ye have taken, and by wicked hands ye've crucified and slain the Lord of glory. And remember, wicked hands took the Lord Jesus and they nailed him to the tree. But who took him down from the tree? Loving hands went to that tree and took the body of the Lord Jesus. When all things were fulfilled concerning him, they took him down from the tree and they laid him in the tomb. So the Bible makes it very clear, Christ tonight is not on the tree. But then, secondly, they laid him in the tomb. And the question tonight is the Lord Jesus Christ tonight in the tomb? Listen tonight to two verses from the Bible. I love them. Listen to the words of the angel to the woman. Why seek ye the living amongst the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Listen tonight to the words of the Lord Jesus. I am he that liveth, who became dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. So my message tonight in the gospel is this. Christ is not on the tree, and Christ is not in the tomb. So the question we want to ask now is this. Where is Christ? Listen to one verse from the Bible. Looking off unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. So my message tonight is this. The tree is vacant. The tomb tonight is empty. And thank God tonight the throne is filled. Listen tonight to the words of the hymn writer. If the Christ who had died had stopped at the cross, he had only known defeat. If the Christ who was buried had laid in the tomb, he had only known defeat. But the way of the cross never stops at the cross. And the way of the tomb leads on to victorious grace in the heavenly place where the risen Lord has gone. And the gospel tonight is this. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. The I know of resurrection. One more. The I know of heaven. Can a person on earth be sure they're going to be in heaven? I remember having meetings on the Quebec coast, a place called Tabatcha, La Tabatcha. I was visiting one afternoon, and I was invited into a home, into the kitchen. And it was an old couple. I don't know what old is now, but they were an older couple. And we got into a conversation, and I said to that older couple, do you think a person on earth can be certain that they're going to be in heaven? And there was a long pause. And of course, the man never said a thing, but the woman spoke up. And she says, I don't think a person could be certain on earth that they're going to be in heaven while they're on earth. So there was a Bible on the table. And I said to that couple, if I took your Bible and I showed you four people on earth who were certain of heaven, would you believe a person could be certain of heaven? So I opened the Bible. I turned to Psalm 23 and I read a verse like this. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And then I turned to Job chapter 19. Though worms destroy this body of mine, yet in my flesh shall I see God. And then I turned to 2 Corinthians 4 and I read those words, the words of Paul. We know that if this earthly house of this body be dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And then I turned to Luke chapter 23, and I read the words of the Lord to the dying thief. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. David was certain of heaven. Job was certain of heaven. Paul was certain of heaven. The dying thief was certain of heaven. Why? They knew Christ as their Saviour. They knew Christ as their Shepherd. They knew Christ as their Redeemer. And a person that knows Christ as Saviour, Christ as Redeemer, Christ as Shepherd, that person could be certain that they're going to be in heaven. But remember, it shall not be well with the wicked.